This is CliffCentral.com.
Happy Tuesday, everybody, and you're listening to Nikita Camacho, and I've got Helen Dubow today for this week's edition.
It's good to be back.
So this week's edition, so Jason went away. I'm here to play, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun this afternoon.
We are indeed. We sure are. And there's a great bunch of guests that we've got lined up today. We've got a little bit of everything, actually. A little bit of music. We've got a little bit of dance. And they're looking at me now going... In fact, it's like an Elvis Presley kind of themed vibe, the dance side of things. And then also we're going to be chatting to Gugu Zulu.
Yeah, so a little bit of fitness, a little bit of a speed freak. So there's a lot, there's a little bit of everything. So we got even a little bit of a soundbite we got from Shubs Madala. Mm-hmm. If anybody remembers him, he was from The Hustle. So we had him in studio not too long ago with Jason. Mm-hmm. So it is jam-packed. You know how it goes.
Totally. And it would really be amiss if we didn't mention the man. Duncan, always a pleasure, baby. Always a pleasure. But we're going to get going with that dancing. What have you been up to, though? What happened this weekend? What is going on?
Well, this weekend, luckily enough, I actually went to go and watch Private Presley.
Yeah, me too.
And I thought it was absolutely incredible. And that's why I think it's amazing to have seen the show and now to have, of course, the lead stars of the show here.
Exactly.
And I was a bit envious of them. Those ladies, their legs.
See, it's all about the legs.
Extends for days.
If you go and see the show, which you really should go, you shouldn't eat, like, maybe before you go, and you definitely are not going to eat afterwards. So that's a bit of advice for you for that.
And it was a different show. I've never seen one before. And when I saw Elvis Presley Rock and Roll Ballet, I'm like, what is this about?
Well, we're going to get those guests in studio very shortly. So we'll get back to that. It's going to be Hank Opperman and Tanya Fata from Elvis Presley. It's Private Presley at the Joburg Theatre. They're going to be in studio up next.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
So now we want to just introduce our new stars for Private Presley. So welcome, Tanya, and welcome, Hank.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good to go see you guys up close and personal after seeing you on the stage doing incredible, incredible work. I'm completely blown away. We were talking about it when we intro'd you. You heard about the whole concept behind it, and Sean Bovum, it's Bovum Ballet that put it together. Mm-hmm. Where did he kind of come up with the idea to marry ballet and
rock and roll?
Because that is insane. That's an insane idea.
Well, crazy.
We'll talk a bit to the girl who has to do the Lindy Hop on point in a minute. But in the meantime, just tell us. We'll both tell us about where that came from. Sean Bovum and Elvis Presley.
I mean, I think Sean used to be a dancer himself, and he was an incredible dancer. And I think having trained in classical ballet for so many years, you know, I think he wanted to be inventive, and he wanted to create something a bit more edgy, something a bit more accessible for a wider audience, you know. Because a lot of the time ballet in itself can alienate an audience, because people don't really relate to what they see in a theater. So
yeah, and also I suppose it's also a choice of music as well.
Yes.
So the classics involve classical, which if you like are fabulous, and you can appreciate all things around it, you know what I mean.
There's a place for all of it. I think it was for him, it was taking someone as iconic as Elvis and trying to tell a little bit of his story in a different way, you know, and creating something edgy and something new. And I mean, like Tanya can explain to you, like, the girls really do have their work cut out for them.
The girls have a hard time of things in this show.
Mm-hmm. Rock and roll on point is a very different ballgame, but it's doable, and we seem to cope. A little bit of aches and pains, but
I'm sure it's
pretty fun.
Yeah. Especially technically, because moving from, like you said, rock and roll from a ballet, like you said, on point. And I kept thinking in my mind, oh my word, you must have trained your ankles. How did you do this? And did you have to put in additional hours when you were throwing this, let's say, this new curveball to do rock and roll on point?
Well, no. We had 3.5 weeks to get it together and 3.5 weeks in which to do that. So
incredible.
And we all coped.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Sean's choreography is just, you know, it really works with a good partner, because you can't rock and roll on your own, obviously.
Yeah.
With a good partner, you can do anything, really.
But I also think from a point of view of expressing yourselves, if you're used to doing the classical side of things, it's quite hard to step out of that mold into doing this kind of rock and roll thing. And you're young as well. Like, I'm just jumping between Hank and Tanya. Like, Hank, you're young.
Yeah.
You're not 12. No. But you look very young.
Yeah, no. I mean,
so to relate, because you play Elvis Presley, yeah. How can you relate and play him on stage being the age you are?
Yeah, you know, I always say, like, it's funny because, I mean, our sort of like artistic medium that we use in our form of theatre is like, it's such a hard artistic language almost to speak, because a lot of the time as dancers, we don't even understand each other's vocabulary properly because it's so different.
Mm.
So for me, I mean, yeah, I'm 25 years old and I'm playing like such an iconic figure on stage. So I need to like try and find ways in trying to make this iconic figure and this incredible legend make his life translate, but I need to make it relatable for myself so that it can be as honest a performance as possible for an audience member watching, so that they can also relate to my performance.
Yeah,
because I don't even think your age came out on that stage in that sense, because you emulated Elvis fantastically. You had that whole smooth, suave look going on, like that attitude just it emulated through your pores.
Thank you so much.
I was just like, oh my word, like Elvis is really here. He's like watching us. This is freaky.
Elvis is in the building.
I have to give massive respect to anybody who can express themselves without opening their mouth, because I just don't get that, right? I do not get that. So to be able to, for me, that is insane, to not express yourself like blah 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 blah, yeah, you know, what I mean, like, or singing or whatever,
like
it is.
A vocal vocabulary,
it's vocabulary
gives you
vocabulary in your body. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Elvis's music speaks for itself. You know, there was over 700 tracks, and he tells the story. Well, we tell the story using his music, and I think that also makes it's so much easier. You know,
there's a journey.
Singing,
there's a journey as well.
He's telling
the
story.
Totally.
It makes our lives easier.
And
too.
The music itself, like, you didn't have to explain to the audience where the show was going, what the journey was.
The emotion,
yes, there
totally.
Was nothing there. And the music, right from the beginning, right to the end, you could see the different stages of Elvis's life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy the music? You know, like, there was over 30 tracks or something like
that. Yes, 36 tracks, yes. I think, all in all. Look, we all know Hound Dog, we all know Blue Suede Shoes, but there's some real beauties, like
lesser known,
Blue Moon.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's just
that is beautiful. And very clever staging as well, which we'll talk about. Talking to Henk Opperman and Tanya Fetter about Private Prezi on the Joburg Theatre, I found a couple of things. I was wondering about your knowledge of Elvis. So we're gonna take a little break. We're actually gonna play a fantastic track for you. Nikita's gonna tell you about that. But when we come back, I'm gonna just see how your sort of Elvis fact knowledge is. Maybe we'll have a bit of a face-off Elvis thing that didn't read on radio at all. But my lip was curled.
Okay, we saw it.
So we'll do that after we listen to this, Nikita.
So we've got "What Do You Mean" by Justin Bieber.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is that song. Amazing. Justin Bieber. So we said, oh, sorry, go for it.
No, go for it. You know how it is when it's too late in the studio, we just can't keep out of
blah, 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 blah. Your Elvis Presley knowledge. We thought we'd check it out, right? Yep. How's yours, actually?
I'd say it's... Listen, yeah,
it's okay.
I'm 27, so I know a bit, not too much. Maybe my parents, my dad is a fan of Elvis Presley,
mm-hmm.
So is my grandfather. So I don't know too much, but I think I know enough. But I'm sure Helen's going to show me. She might embarrass me.
No. Okay, but basically some of it's just fact, but some of the stuff that maybe you would know. Do you know how many songs he recorded with Blue in the title?
No.
You're not.
See.
Let's throw out numbers.
Yeah, throw out numbers.
Okay, I'm going to go for 15. That's
Blue
mine.
Moon, Blue, I know two. That's it?
But they were two shoes, so that's three.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, all right.
Hey, what is your guess?
Ish.
Just check it out
guess
there.
Take five.
Hey, you know what? You were bang on, Nikita. Nikita wins that
round.
Nice.
Woo!
Okay, on his 11th birthday, Elvis received a guitar. It was a massive disappointment. What did he actually want?
I think maybe...
Blue shoes?
That would have been a massive disappointment.
Maybe a truck driver.
Not at the age of 11.
No, not at the age of 11. But what I'm saying is maybe he was into automotive, so he wanted like a little push car or something like that.
She's warm. A bicycle.
A bicycle.
Every 11-year-old. Okay, this one is for Henk. What are the ingredients of his favorite sandwich?
Oy. Come on.
I mean, I dance Elvis on stage. I don't really know his diet.
And, very, supposed and to eat. Very clearly, you don't eat that. Those were the later years. Do you not know?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say bologna, only because it's bologna.
It's a bizarre combination. He was into this. Peanut butter, bacon, banana, and honey.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. All
wow.
on one sandwich.
I mean, that sounds quite delicious, though.
It actually does.
Sounds quite gourmet.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
It's got that kind of pancake and syrup kind of vibe.
Yes, like banana.
You see, he was with it years beyond.
Totally. Way ahead of his time.
Right, so the next one is... I'm looking for an interesting one. Oh, there we go. Apparently, this is something really interesting and very cool. Elvis was like best friends with Johnny Cash. Did you know that? And the two of them used to impersonate each other.
That could have been something fun
to look at. Hey,
at a dinner party, could you imagine like the two of them bringing out their guitars, like a sing-off type of thing?
I'll pay money for that.
Oh, yes. Totally entertaining.
But let's go back to the show and talk a little bit more about it. Sean's choice of music, like you said, there's like over 30 tracks in the show, like we said, there is a storyline within the show as well. So, is it chronological? It is kind of, isn't it?
Yes. We have stuck to it. You know, it's Elvis becomes popular. Elvis goes off to the army. He meets Priscilla. Mm-hmm. I think they dated for about 2-3 years, and they got married. They then moved into Graceland. And after that, he started making movies and obviously spending more and more time away from home.
With hot girls on screen.
Yeah, and I play one of those hot girls.
You
that,
do?
Yes.
Actually, the one that ends up like breaking the camel's back. You know?
Yeah.
But you really do exude that era, which I must give you props for. That's amazing to be able to do that. To communicate that through dance is just unreal.
Yeah.
Well, Anne Margaret is still alive and kicking, and apparently a movie out next year. So she's still doing stuff and still really hot.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. So,
because how old would Elvis be today?
That's a good one.
Almost 80, isn't it?
70. Well, maybe Helen, while you're trying to figure that out,
you do the maths. We're dancers.
Just try and imagine this face off: Anne versus Priscilla. Because Priscilla's still around. She's still, you know, obviously, I think she's doing a little bit too much work on her face, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't move.
It doesn't move at all. And Elvis had a penchant for a beautiful, beautiful woman. Yeah. So I'd love to put the two of them in the room.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they were on Twitter?
Yo, that's a Twitter war.
Nah, maybe they're kids. Okay, he was born in 1935. So that would make him
80 and 90.
My maths is really bad.
Dancers,
I can do a lot of stuff, 90, but I cannot do maths. So if somebody could tell us what that is.
35? Yes. Did you say 1935?
80.
Oh, so 80, yeah.
Yeah. 80, he would have been 80, but he died August 16th, 1977, a very, very, very sad day.
Yes. The age of 42.
Oh, sad man. Yeah. But you know what? You can go and see him revived on the Joburg Theatre stage. The show is on, when does it end?
25th of October.
25th of October. You still got time to go. And I think it is good for families. I don't know what age I'd put on the kids. Yeah. There's a bit of like...
Well, my little nephew of 5 thoroughly enjoyed it. Just saying.
All I want to say is there's like a...
There's a bed scene.
With three people. But... Yeah.
That one as well.
Oh, and there's one with all the girls. Oh, that's girls. A pajama party.
But apart from that, fantastic staging. Oh, the costumes. We just got to mention the costumes. Definitely. The girls' costumes designed by Cluck CGDT.
Yes.
The boys' suits designed by
Craig Port.
And
Ian West. Ian West did the speciality costume. So.
I'd be nervous to even put it on. Never mind, dance in it.
Yes, that's what as I was watching it, and I was thinking, it's not your traditional outfits that you think for a dance show.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, please don't split, please don't. And that's what I was thinking. As the guys were going and jumping, I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, don't get us wrong, though. Like, the boys' pants split like crazy.
Oh, really?
The boys getting fixed. But you know, it's not tight, so it makes it more exciting for an audience to come and watch.
You never know what you're going to see.
Someone doesn't want to give up watching a rugby match for a bunch of men in tights. But I mean, you know, good designer costumes, like
Elvis good Presley. Music.
Exactly. I mean, that's a totally. You see, there's so many reasons to see the show, actually, because if you like ballet, you can go. If you like dance, you can go. If you like Elvis, you can go. If you like hot boys, you can go. If you like hot girls, you can go. If you like fashion, if you like theater, there's just a million and one reasons to go. Definitely. But Joburg Theatre, they can book on joburgtheatre.com and go and check out these lovely guys doing their thing. And the passion is tangible.
Thank you.
Which
Thank
is what you want to achieve.
Yes. Absolutely.
And dance your hearts out. Hey, so now you guys are from Cape Town, though.
We are, most of us mm-hmm. are from Cape Town. Yeah. So yeah. We're here till the 25th and we open in Cape Town on the 12th of November.
Okay. So Capetonians can also check it out. It was going home, actually, because it did originate there and brought up here courtesy of Colab Network and Joburg Theatre, which is fantastic.
So is there anything that we can... Can we catch up with you on Twitter, Instagram? Is there any way we can keep in contact with you? Because I know Henk, you on Twitter.
Yes.
Me following you. Tanya, not yet.
Not yet.
You are.
No.
Oh.
Am I? Well, I don't know how it works.
Well, I'm sure we can see like behind the scenes of
Facebook.
What you're doing.
And then, of course, Bovin Ballet's website. Yes. www.bovinballet.com. Mm-hmm. And also find Bovin Ballet on Twitter. And, follow the Facebook page.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And get to the show. And get to the show before the 25th of October. Come,
Before you get whipped off overseas.
Let's hope so.
I'm sure we will. We're putting it out there in the universe. It will be picked up.
It's got
our stamp of approval.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on The Buzz, guys. And enjoy the rest of your run.
Thanks for having us.
Stretch. Lots.
Before they go and do some pirouettes, we'll let them go.
Yeah, exactly.
Still coming up on the show a little bit later on, we're going to be chatting to a road racer and health enthusiast, Gugu Zulu. Also, we're going to be chatting to South African singer Justin Chalice. Yeah, I can't talk. Do you know what? You just finished saying it. Talk about Shabs.
So just before we go into Shabs, so as everybody knows, Shabs was here not too long ago. He was the first runner-up on The Hustle. It was Big Star who took the title, but Shabs didn't walk away empty-handed. He walks away with 50,000 rand, and here is his new song. It is available on iTunes for everyone to hear, and it's called Oh My Gosh.
Oh my gosh.
This is CliffCentral.com. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
So that was Shabzi Medallion with his Oh My Gosh. So
oh my gosh.
Oh my word. Like, seriously.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like OMG.
Oh my gosh.
So he was the runner-up of The Hustle. So kudos to him. Thank you for coming into The Buzz. And we always support our guests. Speaking about our next guest, we've got Gugu Zulu. We've got him on the line. If you don't know who he is, he's the fastest brother in Africa, as he's Noma. He's a speed freak. He's a fitness enthusiast. So
he's so fast that we better, like, get on it before he disappears. Gugu!
hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Very well, Gugu. Thank you very much for taking some time out before we, like, blink and miss you.
Where did this love come from, this love for speed and all things fast?
Because I'm not actually sure, but according to my mom, from the age of about 6, when she used to ask me, what do I want to do when I grow up? And according to her, my answer was that I wanted to be a driver. So she used to ask me, do you want to be a taxi driver or a bus driver or a truck driver? And according to her, I just said I wanted to be a driver. And I think really things just materialized when I got into my teens, because then I clearly knew what I wanted to do. And I've always had a passion for speed. But of course, I do it in a controlled environment.
So
I don't do it on the national road.
Amazing.
So what are you up to at the moment? So are you with the Togosan Amashova race?
Yes, well, this weekend, I've actually got a lot on my plate. I'm actually coming on my way to Polokwane to go and do my last rally of the season. But thereafter, I'm head down to Durban on Saturday evening to go and do the Togosan Amashova, which will be our second time doing this event with my dearest wife.
Oh, wow.
So last year we were there for the first time. And funny enough, you know, on the trip last year in 2014, we actually discovered that we had a bun in the oven, that very same thing. And our very first Togosan Amashova. So,
yeah, congratulations on the birth of your daughter, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Is that going to make you slow down or not?
No way. Add a bit of more vroomer. So we're taking her along this weekend, although my wife and daughter will go ahead, and I'll join them on Saturday evening to be able to then ride on Sunday. So we're looking forward to it. It's a family trip and first time at the beach for the little one.
Aww.
And of course, we're going to be cycling and doing something fit and funky.
You know, it's amazing to hear you talk because it just sounds like you've kind of got everything together, and you know, we look at things and go, well, wow, you do this and this and this and this and this and this, but you're actually just living your life. You're living your best life. And how do you get balance between all of those things, family, cycling and rally racing and all kinds of other stuff?
I must say, guys, it is a fine balance. You know, time is I have to make use of all the time that I have economically. I mean, like this morning I went out at 5 and I did a 35k ride and came back home and spent the last 3 hours with my daughter before I left. So
I don't know which one is more of a workout, 3 hours with a baby or a 35-kilometer cycle. It's like...
I must say, the time with a daughter is even well spent. But, you know, I think it's a fine balance. The circle goes and trains on Mondays as well as Wednesdays and Fridays, and I do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it kind of gives us that time to obviously spend time with the little one, but at the same time, one of us will be out either running or cycling on the road. And of course, the grandparents are really helpful in this kind of instance because they are our babysitters and they constantly asking, listen, when are you bringing her through? So we're super blessed and we've got a good support base and support system.
Yeah.
So speaking about support base, also in terms of your fitness and what you're going on with, how are you keeping, keeping the diet up, keeping the training up? I know you said you're splitting it up with your wife. So what is your tip for actually balancing life out like that in terms of your fitness?
Well, look, I think my only way I can carry on with the fitness side of things is if I have a goal, you know. If you don't have a goal or an event that you are targeting to do, then it's not going to really work because then you'll be lazy to get up and go and train. So in this instance, my wife and I have been training since the delivery of our little one for the Tokosan Amashoba race. And that was our very first event that we aimed for to do. And so she's been preparing herself slowly but surely. And I also. So going forward into next year, we are looking at also embarking on our very first Ironman. And we kind of start training at this moment in time. And I think once you have an event that you've planned to do, it's then easier to go back and actually plot out the training course leading up to that event. So if you don't have a plan and you don't have a direction and a lead, then it's not going to happen. So you need to have a plan in place and put it down on paper and then obviously work out the steps as to how you're going to achieve that goal. But I think you got to be goal-driven and that's the only way to do it. And at the same time, you know, it's not easy eating healthily all the time. So you need to write down what you're eating.
Hey, wait until your daughter starts on solids because especially dads and their girls. I know because I'm a girl. And then your daughter will leave stuff and you'll be like, I'll just eat that.
You know,
I'll just finish that.
I am so guilty of that because Mommy Dearest wants to start her off on fruits and veggies and make that be her, you know, her snacks. And as for me, I'm like, baby, Have some ice cream.
Ooh,
like,
oh.
You got to stay away from those leftovers, man. You have to.
I will.
It's going to affect you. with this whole fitness thing and having a child, I said to you about slowing down. Are you going to incorporate and you're going to teach your daughter what you know?
Well, yes. I mean, our lifestyle for the circle and myself is that we are a fitness couple. I mean, Lesotho is running a pop-up gym, which is a fitness business, and inspiring people to train and keep training continuously with no excuses, no matter where you are. And as for me, being in an active professional sports as well, I need to keep fit continuously. And I think that is something that we're going to try and impart on our daughter to say that, you know, to have a full life, you need to look after your body. You need to ensure that, you stay healthy, and obviously you look after it because it's only one vessel you have.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have another one. So you need to take care of it, and whatever you put in will be what you get out in the end. So
I wish I could program myself to think the same as you.
I suppose it's all part of a lifestyle. Hey, Google, it's sort of a lifestyle that you have to embrace.
No, certainly it is a lifestyle change, but at the same time, you know, I mean, I've been teasing my wife to say, listen, what happens if our daughter at the age of 6 decides that she wants to go and play chess. Just running around business and sweating is not for her. But again, we're just going to give her the pros and cons and expose her as much as possible to everything. And of course, she needs to also make up her choices in the long run. But of course, with our guidance, we'll be there to basically help and, kind of mold slightly.
Yeah, no chess. But good luck. Good luck with the race on the weekend. The Amashoka.
Tohasan. Tohasan Amashoka. What's the race?
You see, you're riding it. Yeah, I can't even say it.
Yeah, we can't even say it. So, Gugu, quickly, where can we catch you online, socially? Where can we follow you to see what's happening?
I think at this moment in time, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, as well as Facebook as Gugu Zulu. So, at Gugu Zulu on all three platforms. I mean, this weekend is a big weekend for me, and that is the final race for the Rally Championship. We're currently lying third in the championship, and it's quite imperative that I do well. So I'll be doing four-wheel action on Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday we'll be on two-wheel action at the Tohasan Amashova. So if anybody is down there, come say hello, and we'll see you on the start line come Sunday morning.
Good luck. Good luck to you and your girls, and have a good time on the beach as well with the little one.
Thank you so much, guys. I really, really appreciate it, and have a blast of a week.
Thanks. You too, Gugu. Thanks.
Cheers, Gugu. Have a goodie. Gugu Zulu, amazing, amazing man doing all those things. That's incredible, man. Wow. I could do the rally thing, the cycling thing, not so much.
No, I also agree there. I think the race, I don't know how they do it for so long on the bicycle.
Ow. Oh. I rode a bike around Sherwood Forest as a leisurely thing on the weekend once a couple of months ago, and it hurt.
Yeah, you see, like you said, it was a couple of months ago, and it happened once.
Exactly, it's still sore. But anyway, coming up, we're still going to be chatting to amazing South African singer Justin Chalice. He's going to be live in the studio. I can't wait to chat to him. Love new talent. This is The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So you're listening to The Buzz with Nikita Kamacha and Helen
Dubois. Thank you.
My nasal.
Nikita.
Nikita. Oh, no, I have been called Nikita, so don't worry. So in studio, we've got Justin Chalice. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a pleasure. So tell us about you. What is happening with your music? So let's jump right into it.
Let's jump right in. Well, I just basically released a single. It's called Be Yourself. I'm doing everything independently at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just dropped the music video. Yeah, it's been a...
I've heard it's gone quite well, though. Oh, the music video has had a whole bunch of hits.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Mm-hmm. It looks pretty awesome.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. It's just, Be Yourself. I tried to write something that was inspirational. It was something that was true for myself, actually. But I realized that I could not have just kept it for myself. It was a bit broader than that because it was a deeper message. So, when you have a listen, you kind of, you know.
So, when you say that, it's so mysterious, but do you mean about, like, being true to yourself? Is that what it is essentially about?
In the first verse, I'm talking about myself, basically, and the fight and the struggle with music and pursuing it and making the dream come true, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that there was other parts within society that I was watching that I felt with the teenagers, especially the peer pressure. And
is that
the
like
kind of stuff.
The showing yourself to be something else on like social media, for instance?
And then just to fit in, I think people are losing themselves a little bit.
Yeah,
I think it is. People try and live up to their appearances, like you say, on social media, Instagram, Facebook.
Yes,
people always put flashy things, and they think that's what you need to aspire to. Meantime, it's probably a Google image that they got somewhere,
you know?
or that they were.
No,
imitating.
You are really that hot, actually. So you talk about the music industry like that. So let's just be frank. I mean, it really is. It's hard. It really is a hard thing. And for you to do it independently, which has been your decision. Are you doing your own publishing and everything?
Yeah, I've got a team set up for that. But yeah, basically on my own,
And why did you decide to do that? Don't worry, because you're doing it on your own anyway,
No, basically it's that I just don't think that the people, firstly, they don't even have time to concentrate on everyone else, even from your major labels. Mm-hmm. Okay, unless they really see like, okay, we've got something major here. They can invest their time into it, you know. But they don't give the up-and-comers a bit of a boost or invest some time into their craft with them, you know.
Unless it's a sure thing.
Like you got to come with 100%. I don't think it's like that overseas because they work the package until it's
about commercial viability, which is wrong because then creativity goes out the window. I agree.
And that actually creates something that is what people want to hear about.
Yeah,
and you're not showing like a true authentic self. So like you said, there's a whole package that goes,
because also
with
given
it.
The platform, I mean, if you've got the passion to do it and you've got the talent to do it and you are different, if you just keep pushing, it's got
to
break.
Yeah, I think online has changed all of that, so it's to our favor, actually.
Yeah,
so got to just grab with both hands and to make the best of it. Yeah,
so who influences you? I mean, you've got a very interesting kind of style, like quite a unique kind of style as well, because there's a whole mix of things going on there. There's like a bit of R&B in there, there's a bit of soul in there, there's a bit of kind of
yeah, like dancey vibes going on there.
That.
And you also said like an urban African jungle yes. vibe going on.
Yeah, basically I was trying to find my own sound, which is pretty difficult because there's so much going on at the moment. But yeah, in this specific single, I basically joined, if you listen to the guitar, it's very Latin influenced. So I brought the Latino influence into the African percussion, basically, and I joined them together. But in terms of vocals, I've always been more of the full storyteller than just a couple of few liners in.
Yeah, so like a poet.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yes.
So when you say you're inspired by the different lyrics, different genres of music, or just different sounds, is it maybe perhaps travels that inspires you, or is it something that you just listen to, and maybe some underground music that you think, okay, I like this beat, this is the type of thing I'm going for?
Yeah, there were a bit of both. Actually, was not too long ago, I was in South America, I just saw the passion that the people have for their music. It's so beautiful, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we share the same thing over here in Africa. So I wanted to join the two.
Yeah.
And, well, I think there's some other people that have been experimenting with similar sounds. So it's been it had a nice outcome, basically, mm-hmm. yeah.
Have you done any traveling with your music?
Yes, I have. Before Justin Chalice, I was part of a group called Household Funk.
Mm.
So we did quite a bit of traveling in and around Africa, yeah. basically, yeah.
So are you completely on your own now? This is your solo, right. your solo thing.
Yes,
this is you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then what are your plans for the future with your music?
Well, look, I think music has gone more single-based right now. I do have some other interest in the follow-up singles with some record labels.
Mm-hmm. Collaborations. Yes.
So we have
and a couple of collaborations, yeah.
Awesome.
But you've also said you've actually shared the stage with big names already. So you've had Avicii and Deadmau5. And so who would be like your ultimate person that you'd want to like share the stage with?
I'm a vocalist. The first one that popped to head was probably Sam Smith. But I mean, that's, you know, you've got a dream.
You have to.
In a weird kind of way, you remind me of John Legend a bit. Weird.
Thanks.
Hey,
I also think so.
See
I
that.
Can give you that vibe.
Oh,
yeah?
But
you can start that whole
But yeah, I could see you supporting Sam Smith, or maybe he could support you, actually, maybe.
Oh, yeah, let's do it that way. Right?
Let's change it.
I'll leave it up to you. Thank you. Please make
totally.
It
Totally.
So do you actually want to introduce your song to us?
Okay. This is my new single. It's titled Be Yourself. Justin Chalice featuring DJ Casanova. Hope you guys enjoy.
Justin Chalice, amazing. I like it.
Thank
I can
you
hear
so much.
That South American fusion-y thing going on there.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like some nachos.
You do? Nachos on the beach. Let's go.
Or some ceviche or something. But speaking of which, the man of the moment who could actually help us with that, he's sitting right here. Did you see what I did there, guys?
Yeah.
Hey?
Well done.
Hey?
Well done.
Benny Masekwameng.
Hey.
Welcome
hey,
to
hey.
The Buzz. What did you bring us?
Information.
Information. Okay, it's fun. We'll eat
tasty.
That up. We'll do that.
That's very tasty.
So, Benny, what have you been up to? Thank you for popping in.
Cool, man. Thanks for having me. Firstly, I always love being on air. And, been busy traveling a lot, eating my way around South Africa. I know that the cat's out the bag now, and normally this is only announced when the awards ceremony is about to kick off, but I am
you're getting an Oscar.
Nah, oh. I wish. Yeah,
a food Oscar.
Our show was nominated for another Emmy, MasterChef Season 3. So, hopefully we get it. Yeah, but no, I'm not getting any awards. I am part of the judging panel for the Eat Out Mercedes-Benz Restaurant of the Year 2015.
Wow, awesome!
So I had the privilege of going around the country and enjoying what our chefs have to offer, and I must say it was an eye opener and. We're doing good things out there and big ups to all the chefs and all the restaurants that I've been to that are really, really, you know, pulling out all stops to give you an unforgettable experience. And I still have to lose a couple of kilos. I'm eating my way around.
Never trust a skinny chef. That's what I have to say.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
I think you look the same.
I'm working on it. But yeah, after eating for about 2.5 months, after eating around the country, I need to hit the gym or hit the road or cycle or something. Yeah,
it's crazy. What a job, hey, to just go and eat. I would love that.
Can you imagine that, just going to savor everything?
It's so much more than that, though.
Putting out this feast for you every time you come out? Or do you just reach a time you're like, you know what, today I don't feel like it. It's pavitas and cheese for me.
You know, I wish that I would have a day like that, but
It's not
when I'm
happen.
Working, you know, and it's bad because you go to a restaurant and then, you know, people make you out and the chef comes out and says, no, don't order anything. I want to showcase, you know, a couple
you
of
25
things.
Dishes.
And they bring you a whole lot of dishes. You know, meantime, you just wanted to have like something.
You were like, get some
small.
Anchovy toast. Yes.
Something simple.
Exactly. So simple is out the
because everyone, I actually had the privilege of cooking for you a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Let's see if he even remembers.
Yeah, the Sosati challenge.
Yes.
Yes.
And he commended me. Came over and he commended me on my choices.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah. yeah.
Have you recovered? You're not ill anymore. It's
no,
good.
No.
Yeah, and he seems like he's in perfect health. So.
Nah, but do you know what? Besides replicating everything else that you needed to do, you guys came up with really, really exciting Sosati.
Thank
so,
you.
There's hope.
Thank you. Good. Yeah. Do you cook as well, Justin?
No.
He was like, no.
No, it's okay. You know, just.
It's okay. It's you not, can learn, hey?
It's not a sin not to know how to cook. Leave it to the professionals if you can't do it. I can't sing. You know, but I'd rather let you sing. You know?
Thank you.
High yeah. fives. Understood. All around.
Yeah. See, it's what chefs are there for.
Exactly.
If you can't cook, it's okay.
It's okay. You just
Be
stick with your strengths.
You,
hey?
You know, do whatever you do. Let us do it for you.
So, talking about the strengths about food. So, you were mentioning off air just about Toko Sons and what you've been doing with them. So, just tell us about that.
Well, I'm off to New York on the 24th until the 29th.
So hot dogs all the way.
Yeah, I want to have one of those.
You've got to. They're really expensive, eh?
Yeah. Plus, with the rand dollar exchange now,
it is. It's like 45 rand and it's this big.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, how many centimeters?
It's not even a big hot dog. It's like a little hot dog. It's like a little tiny thing. You got to try the cart food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now I want to try. I want to go on that street food type of thing and just experience New York on that level. But also go to the high-end places. But I'll be cooking most of the time. So, but it's a one-day thing. I'm doing a lunch and a dinner. Lunch for the journalists, about 30 of them. And then 27 invited guests where Toho actually wants to spread, you know, into the US and get more people coming here and experiencing our hospitality. And this is done in conjunction with SAA. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm back on the 30th, and then on the 3rd of November until the 13th of November, I'm down in Australia doing the taste thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to be doing a couple of demos there. I'm going to be cooking in one of George Colombari's restaurant, and also Neil Perry, the old school
drinks about,
you know, celebrity chef. He used to have a ponytail.
Yes,
he's got like restaurants all over Australia. So we cooked something with him when he was down here in 2012. So we're going to do two dinners at two of his restaurants. So
is that going to be televised? Are they going to?
Yeah, it's more like your Good Food and Wine show.
Okay.
But then that's happening on the weekend of the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. And then
that's going to be an interesting time for jet lag to kick in there, coming back from New York and going to Australia. Good luck with that.
So you're losing time, gaining time.
I'm going to be confused, but I know that I'm back here on the 14th.
I think that we should try and book an interview for then because it'll be hilarious.
Yeah, no, but basically it's just showcasing South African food. The Australian trip is with SA Tourism and also with SAA. I do a lot of things with SAA.
Okay.
Just showcasing, our dishes and our talent. And,
amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a couple of demos there. Hopefully I get a couple of tattoos while I'm down
there.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay. He's the poster guy. Benny, always a pleasure chatting to you. And it's always exciting to hear the new stuff you're doing and inspiring as well. We've run out of time. We can't even speak about that more, about the youth, because I know that's big and close to your heart.
Yes.
So I'm sure we'll get Benny back. And he's always got stuff to tell. And Justin as well. Chalice, amazing. We will look forward to seeing big things from you.
Oh, thank you.
So just to wrap up, guys, where can we follow you on social media just so we can catch up? So Benny?
Chef _ Benny M on Insta. And Chef Benny M on Twitter and just Benny Masekomeng on Facebook.
Perfect. So I'm sure we'll be following the food. And you, Justin, with your music?
It's Justin Chalice on Instagram, Justin Chalice on Facebook.
With an ICE, not the way I did it.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. It's all good.
Oh, it's fine.
I get it. ICE.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in studio. Helen, thank you so much
having me. And thank you, Dunks.
Yes, drunken driving us this afternoon. So
drunken driving.
Drunken driving, yeah. That's
drunken
what
driving.
When Jason goes on Rowdy's bicycle elsewhere. Thanks very much, guys. You're listening to Nikita Camacho on The Buzz. We'll catch you next week. Same time, same place, 11 o'clock. See you then. Ciao.
This is CliffCentral.com.